This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, Layla Rahimi coming to you live through the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on the Score, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Wildfire Restaurants. Join them as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. You can text us and call us. We've already got some fun trash talkers on the way. 312-644-6767. You can also join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. We got a fun crowd. We got happy dogs out here, dogs and Cubs jerseys, people having coffee, people enjoying the ambiance at Gallagher Way. And happy to be here. Thanks to our crew setting us up as well, our promotions crew out here, CS, one of our engineers, Rich Wyatt, I think, is bopping around somewhere. And we got the bosses out today, even Mitch Rosen and Ryan Porther here. And that's all because we are here to celebrate what hasn't happened for fans since 2017 when it comes to being here. The one game wild card, of course, in 18, I think, is part of it as well. But not having a whole series like this, a multi-game series since then, I don't even know how to say it. Like, this is, I feel like we're in a new world since then, but that's how it feels being able to talk about Cubs baseball in the playoffs today.
It is a fresh slate. That's the best news today, is that no matter what happened in the regular season that had you on pins and needles, that had you upset, they made it this far. It has been 2,904 days since a Cubs playoff win, though. And I think that is what looms over everyone right now, is trying to end that streak today. Game one would be preferable. And understanding that we have a long way to go in terms of reaching the ultimate goal. And it's not enough to say, hey, we're here. But we are here. Let's acknowledge that.
Yeah, and you're right. It is not enough to say that we are just here. But I woke up with that playoff feeling, that excitement, that anticipation, the feeling that used to be reserved, quite frankly, for Bears fans or Bears games. It's a similar feeling. You know why? Because once you get here, it's like the feeling is this big, huge helping of anything can happen. Like, it's possible the Cubs could go on a run to win the World Series. So there's that excitement, a big bowl of it. But then there's that dash of fear and horrible things happening, and the Cubs' offense not coming to hit today, as was the problem with the last two times the Cubs were in the playoffs, and how disappointing that was. I mean, quite frankly, Layla, you brought it up. You're right. Like, those last two times the Cubs were in the playoffs, 2018 and 2020.
The one-game wild card and then the expanded playoff in 2020 against
the Marlins. Right. And it was just so sad because, and it's probably a good reason, there is a new precedent. in town for the Chicago Cubs, which was set starting, quite frankly, in the year 2015. They win the World Series in 16 to the NLCS in 17, so on and so forth. So there is a different level of hope and expectation, and that is winning games, which they didn't do the last two times. So I don't know how to feel right now about this game and the feelings that I have right now as we sit here.
Well, and that's how I think about this is, this isn't the end game. Sitting here talking to you about the wild card round of the playoffs isn't the end game. Let's face it. This was a team that was built not just to get into the wild card, but to also win the division. That didn't happen. Your next best prize, because you decided to build your team to be a 90-win team, not just AL or NL Central, rather acceptable, was to then therefore try to have a 90-win team. You thought 90 was going to win you a division. That was a better goal to set. They set that. Players regress, as we know. Craig Counsell talked about it us the day he got the job here. He talked about it to us. All of that said, because you did the right things to build it for at least what you thought would get you the division, you got into the playoffs. And I'm a little bit different of a believer when it comes to your talent level based on what the expectation is for the playoffs. Trade deadline is meaningful to me. I think you can see a lot of teams who took more steps at the trade deadline to get into the playoffs. They were aggressive at the time. It paid off for them. The Reds come to mind to me for that example. I think the reason the Tigers are playing the Cleveland Guardians in the wild card in the first game today is because they didn't make enough moves at the deadline. The Cubs did make moves at the deadline that did help them at least get to this point. But is it enough to win a World Series? That's the real question.
Did a Mason Miller type move?
Right. But I think players firmly, though, believe the job number one is to get in. And then from there, yes, you're right. Anything can happen. But we're going to need some dudes to get hot and get hot quickly.
They need to win four rounds. That's part of the problem, right? It's that because they didn't win the Central and they're not in the bye category, they've got to win that extra round just to get to the DS, where some teams will be starting their playoff journeys. I think I've become resigned, guys, to the idea that no matter what happens, it's probably going to be very disappointing. And that's whether they win this series and lose next week or whether they just lose this series. I mean, when you talk about what a bar is, because Lalo, you've talked about it since day one, ad nauseum almost, getting in is not enough. Go do something. But what is the something that would be good enough is what I've been really wrestling with over the last 24, 48 hours.
Such a great question. I do believe that if the Cubs were to get to the NLCS and lose in the NLCS, I think that Cubs fans, I guess I'll just talk about me. I think I'd be okay with that. Like, of course, you want to win the World Series, but if in year two of Craig Counsell, of many years of paying this man a lot of money, he gets the Cubs to the NLCS in his second year, and you have a lot of your base set, and you have money that you can spend, I think I would be okay with that.
Well, I think that's a part of it, too. We knew the plan was not going to be to just get Craig Counsell and hope everything works out for the best.
Yeah, but do you think that would be acceptable to Cubs fans, Layla, the NLCS? Because Marshall thinks there's an impossible precedent that's set, right? You think it's World Series or bust? I'm just making sure that I have you right.
I think if the Cubs do what you just said, get to the NLCS, here's why they'd be okay. You gave them three playoff series. It almost works in your favor that
you
ended up playing in the wild card.
They'd be okay with that, then.
Yeah, because you won two series, you got to on the doorstep. And depending on who you face and how that series goes, the NLCS, I mean, this is a lot of forecasting I'm doing right now, but I think that would have a significant portion of the Cubs fan base feeling good about where they are.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever we hear the retort, the Cubs dynasty wasn't enough of a dynasty from 2016, the reply is always three straight NLCSs, isn't it?
Yeah, I've uttered that many times.
I think
that's guilty.
I think the better discussion therefore becomes, what would if this is all you have of Kyle Tucker, where you now can't even put a set number to it? You have no idea when the countdown actually ends. What is acceptable for you to give up the players you did? And I'll say this until I'm blue in the face. Those guys didn't just exist to get Kyle Tucker. They could have gotten somebody else with the trade pieces they gave up. You have Paredes, Hayden Wisniewski, and Cam Smith. You could have traded them to somebody else for perhaps somebody with more years of control. That was also an option. Mm-hmm. So now that you know that, when all you can think about is perhaps if they're going to win and then they're going to advance, then you have to get to a CS, I think, to make that trade acceptable.
Okay. I like that.
And frankly, yeah. that's understanding that he's healthy. He's supposed to be here. You decided to bring him up for 3 games. He's gotten one hit since in that span. And it's not an extra base one, which gives me a concern. So you told us you were going for it in the offseason. I don't know that I got the same vote of confidence, you know, when it came to the actions at the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. But that's how I feel about it.
I love, guys, that we're having this discussion. We didn't necessarily plan to get into this, but I love that the bar is set so high for this team. And I don't know, maybe we don't reflect the way Cubs fans are feeling. We'd love to hear from you text-wise, 312-644-6767. I'm, like, genuinely curious. Like, because there's been this gap in between the playoffs, and that was the pandemic too, are Cubs fans more willing to accept, hey, if they win this series against the Padres, then all good. Like, it just feels like, you know, nobody expected the Cubs to get, you know, past this damn 83 win plateau that they'd been on the previous 2 years. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. Thank you.
I think the one thing for me, the one wrinkle I'll throw in your expectation with Kyle Tucker, I think it's a different conversation if he re-signs with the Cubs. I don't think that's likely, but I think it's a different conversation if he re-signs with the Cubs.
Well, the problem is you're having to basically write your future now. And that's what this is. This is what happens when you trade for somebody like that. You decided this was your go-for-it year. Well, welcome to going for it.
Well, but
you got 2 games against one of the best bullpens in the league and some boppers in the infield, so let's try to figure this out.
What about the question of would you have been in this position if Kyle Tucker wasn't with the ball?
Also a valid question.
Right, so maybe it has been worth it. Maybe you're not in the postseason if Kyle Tucker isn't there. And then there's the, like, if we're really getting into it, like the Owen Casey factor. And I'm not saying Owen Casey, like I'm laughing as I'm saying it, is Kyle Tucker-esque, but it would appear to me you have a pretty good prospect there to look forward to, and you will have money available as
well.
But
you knew that going in. When they decided to trade for these people,
they knew Owen Casey was there.
Yeah, when they decided to trade in the offseason for Kyle Tucker, they told you what time it was. So here it is.
Win.
Batter up.
Win.
Well, you bring up Owen Casey, but when you said it, I was thinking about what I've been monitoring all season. Oh. That guy that plays in the Bronx that used to play right field, used to play in the outfield.
Yeah,
Cody
Bellinger's
had quite the year.
Yeah, he has.
He's got maximum protection when you talk about who he's hitting in front of and behind. We talk about Judge and Stanton. But the man is hit.
Absolutely. And the Cubs got a lot of those hits out of him, too. Belly gave us many bombs.
Yes, and when the Yankees thought that they had enough, what did they do?
They got added more. On, no doubt.
And when the Yankees lost one of the best sluggers in the game last season to free agency, what'd they do?
Batter up.
Tried to get somebody else.
The bar is set high out here at Gallagher Way, folks. It is set high.
It is. We are live coming to you from Gallagher Way. This is Raheem Harrison Grody. As we get you ready for Cubs playoff baseball here on 670, the Scorer segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. That's right. The NL Wildcard Series begins today with game one between the Cubs and the Padres right here at Wrigley Field. Pregame coverage begins at 1:30. First pitch is at 2:08. Every local broadcast of Cubs playoff baseball can be heard on the Score in the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.